The original Pit, although probably changed over the years, is the British Staffordshire Bull Terrier, which remains a popular pit bull breed to this day. These dogs were bred from English bulldogs that were mixed with a disputed type of terrier. There are disagreements as to which terriers they were exactly, but the bottom line is the same. The Stafford was bred for need of a stronger, fiercer, more agile dog to participate in the pit fights against other dogs. The traditional, older blood sports that involved fighting dogs in Britain revolved primarily around baiting bulls in the arena, which made for some tough pooches. Once this nasty pastime was outlawed, however, people began to focus more on dogfighting, and thus the Stafford was born in the 19th century. All, or at least the vast majority of these dogs, were purposely bred to be as ferocious as possible, while precluding the genes of those that were deemed inferior from being passed on. The fate of the pit bull took a turn when British immigrants started bringing their Staffordshire Bull Terriers to America toward the latter part of the century. Soon enough, some new traits were being bred into the Stafford, and some of this breeding intended to tone down their aggression to make them more suitable for living with families and fulfilling more of a protective role. It's important to note that even during their darkest times, these Stafford dogs were molded and bred to direct their aggression specifically toward other dogs that they fought. It was necessary for handlers to manage the dogs during the pit fights, so the dogs were made to be incredibly tolerant of people. Therefore, even in those pit bulls that do carry a few of these old genes, aggression towards people is rare and a much lesser possibility than that toward dogs. Over time, the immigrants' efforts turned the Stafford into a larger dog that fairly differed in overall appearance when compared to their cousins back home. This, combined with their new character traits, soon led the United Kennel Club to recognize a new breed in 1898, naming it the American Pit Bull Terrier. This is the pit breed that Americans today are the most familiar with. Interestingly enough, the American Kennel Club waited until the 1930s before recognizing this dog as a new breed. But even when they did, the decision was quite checkered.